Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas fourth quarter 2017 results conference call. Please note that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are currently in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. The host will open the floor for questions later. I will now turn the call over to your host, Ms. Ofelia Lopez Aranda, Grupo Rotoplas Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, Ms. Lopez Aranda.
Thank you, Tracy. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. We issued our earnings press release yesterday after market close. It can be found in the investor section of our website. We have also provided slides to supplement our discussion. We can also be found in the investor section. Please allow me to remind you that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements. These statements are based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, there might be certain risks and uncertainties associated with such statements. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, further events, or otherwise. We're joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, our Chief Financial Officer. We'll begin our call with their remarks, and we'll then open the floor to your questions. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ofelia. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We appreciate your interest in our company. Let me start off by saying that this is the fourth consecutive quarter of double-digit growth in our sales, which speaks to our strategy of strengthening our Water-as-a-Service business model and to the successful integration of our recent acquisitions. Particularly, during the fourth quarter, we integrated our e-commerce platform in the U.S., which is not only a growing and profitable business, but also creates new and interesting growth opportunities in America's market going forward. In addition, Sytesa, the water treatment and recycled plants businesses, complemented our integrated solutions platform, being the main driver for doubling our integration solution sales during 2017. With this, over the last two years, we have focused in strengthening our presence in water treatment and recycled plants, water fountains for schools, residential and corporate refineries, water service, additional from water refill plants such as storage, flow and treatment, with which are sold over 10,000 points of sales in the Americas. Perhaps more important, we are doing so by reaching new current customers, thus keeping our exposure to government spending well within our established parameters. In fact, our Water-as-a-Service platform now encompasses nearly 7,000 points of water treatment and purification in over 1,000 municipalities in Mexico, breaking all the market records. At the same time, we have continued to invest on innovation with our R&D and product development efforts, which amongst other things, we have brought about new products in water flow, such as the FORTEC line water pipes and in the water purification, including our new alkaline purifying vessel. We have made good progress in our innovation center in Canada, which will enable us to focus on expanding the breadth and added value of our product portfolio for the fastest-growing sanitation market in the United States. As I mentioned in our last call in 2018, we will continue to leverage our strengths, our brand, customer service, distribution network, water service platform, and constant innovation to pursue growth. Moreover, we will continue to evaluate inorganic growth opportunities and to capitalize on the synergies created by successful integrations for our recent ones. We are confident that we are on the right strategic path with good execution capabilities, which will continue to lead us to a better, more profitable annual growth, stable product and service mix for the coming years. I would now like to turn over the call to Mario, who will guide you through the financial excellent results. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating. I will now discuss some of the highlights for the fourth quarter and the full year 2017. As Carlos said, sales grew 12.8% year-over-year this quarter due to strong consumer demand in Mexico and Peru and integration of the e-commerce platform in the United States. EBITDA decreased 7.4% this quarter. Government sales amounted to less than 4% of total sales during the quarter, which is well within our established parameters for this sales channel. It is important to note that there were a few one-time events that had an impact on our margins and financial performance during this quarter. These events included the occurrence of Hurricane Harvey, which, as you know, caused significant damage in the American petrochemical industry and increased our resin costs in the fourth quarter by 23 million pesos when compared to last year. There was also a one-time expense, non-cash item, related to our acquisition of Talsar in Argentina, amounting to 19 million pesos, which were adjusted in the purchase price. And lastly, as you might know, there was a big effort to donate 27 million pesos towards supporting earthquake victims in five states of Mexico and Mexico City, with water access solutions, such as water storage tanks, water purifiers, and septic assistance through the PASAP program that the company established in October last year. This affects pressure operating and EBITDA margins by 350 and 280 points respectively. Adjusting for these one-time events, EBITDA should have reached 249 million pesos with a quarterly growth of 11.1% when compared to 2016. Sales in Mexico grew 5% during the fourth quarter, accounting for 63% of our total sales and boosted by an increased demand for interior solutions for water storage and water flow products, which offset partially the deceleration of government programs such as rain harvesting system and water fountains for schools in the second half of 2017. Sales in Brazil grew 1% year over year as a result of a greater contribution from individual water treatment solutions. Brazil accounted for 6% of our total sales. More importantly, because of the company's strategy to regain profitability through new client acquisition and strict expense control discipline, in 2017 EBITDA improved and the country was cash positive, in spite of Brazil's continued economic and political adversity. The other country division sales grew almost 35%, which is partly due to the increase in demand in Peru, Argentina, and the U.S. Also, we partially make the inclusion of the results of our e-commerce platform in the United States. Unfortunately, profitability was severely affected by the one-time expenses explained before that for this segment represented 32 million pesos out of the 42 million pesos in total. Concerning our product mix, sales of individual solutions in the fourth quarter accounted for 88% of total sales and grew 16.1% year-over-year due to an increase in demand in Mexico, Peru, and Brazil. On the other hand, integrated solutions accounted for 12% of total sales and registered a 7% decrease in sales year-over-year, which is mostly due to the aforementioned acceleration of government spending during the second half of the year in Mexico and Brazil, which resulted in lower fixed cost absorption affecting the EBITDA margin. With regards to our performance in 2017, it should be noted that total sales were almost 6.7 billion Mexican pesos, a 24% increase year over year, attributable to the strong demand for individual and integrated water solutions. Still, year-end organic growth came in with a strong and healthy 15%. Individual solution sales increased by 19% year over year, whereas integrated solution sales doubled up in the year, totaling 762 million Mexican pesos. For the year, gross margin decreased by 270 basis points due to higher depreciation coming from the water as a service segment, higher resin costs resulting from the occurrence of natural disasters, I had mentioned before. However, our operating expenses as a percentage of sales decreased 280 basis points, a positive result of a strict expense discipline across our operations, and therefore our operating margin increased 20 basis points. Furthermore, our EBITDA margin was up 130 basis points year over year. Adjusting for one-time and non-cash events, EBITDA in 2017 had a solid increase close to 46%. And net income of plus 35%. Adjusted net income margin came around 1.8%, an increase of 40 basis points when compared to 2016. Our balance sheet remains healthy, as our net debt ended 2017 at 420 million Mexican pesos, or 0.4 times EBITDA. Neutral in interest expense with a comfortable maturity schedule going forward. These results confirm that our strategy shift on emphasis starts with good benefits. We will continue to grow both organically and inorganically in the future, maintaining the positive momentum after 2 years of sales reconfiguration. As for our guidance for 2018, and given how we have reconfigured our business portfolio in the past 3 years, with more recurrent businesses and less exposure to volatility coming from government sales, we feel confident that we will deliver again organic double-digit growth in sales and EBITDA, while net income will come along the same lines. With this, I will now like to open the floor for your questions. We will begin with the participants in the conference call, followed by our website participants. Please proceed, Tracy.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal for questions. And again, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we'll go to Rodrigo Verduzzo with GBM.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. Could you talk us through, please, the acceleration in the integrated solution volumes in this quarter? And the second one is, could you give us your perception of the outlook for your raw material prices going forward? Do you expect gross margin normalization anytime soon?
Hello, Rodrigo. Good morning, and thanks for your interesting question. I will speak about resins. Well, resins we have bought in October, November. The prices have normalized from December and January. So we anticipate seeing gross margin normalization for the next months. We don't see going back to that resin prices, which hit us in the fourth quarter, so that we shall be fine for the coming quarters. Regarding integrated solutions, Carlos is going to take that question. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Morning, Rodrigo. Regarding the integrated solutions, we are finding good potential, both sanitation and Sintesa, and purifiers, and office purifiers. So we feel that this year will continue in both areas, and comfortable that the new technologies we have invested for sanitation will start giving some benefits at the end of this year. So we are working hard, both areas, purifying and sanitation. Thank you, Rodrigo. Do you have any other questions?
That There are no other questions in the queue at this time. I apologize. We have had one question queue up. We'll go to Liliana Leon with GBM.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I don't know if you could please share with us an update on CTESA's organic growth in the year. And looking into next year, on 2018, what are you considering in terms of CAPEX, Mexico's CAPEX?
CTESA is growing at two digits. This is what we expect for this year, going for two digits. And about CAPEX value, would you like to explain?
CAPEX for 2018 should come along 5% of revenue. And mostly the CAPEX is going to be coming for integrated solutions and less for water retail products.
Okay, thank you.
There are no other questions at this time.
I want to thank you for your time and your interest in Grupo Rotoplas. We hope you will join us again next quarter. Until then, we'll be sure to provide you with important updates. Thank you again.
This does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.